Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. I got with me in the studio today, Steve Kilpatrick. He is the founder of Kilpatrick Advisors. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
So, you got any big plans for this weekend?
Going to relax, take it easy. So,
are you a football guy? You follow college football or pro football?
Yeah, you know, I went to Stetson University, so we have a football team.
Really?
Yeah, we didn't have one for about 50 years, but now we have one. So, but you probably won't see them.
You're not going to see them on television.
Yeah, you know.
So, how long have you been in Atlanta?
Been here now. I moved here in 1993.
So. Okay, so you're almost a native now. I think that qualifies you.
Yeah, kind of right there.
So you grew up in Florida?
Yep, grew up in Florida. Grew up in North Orlando, Lake Mary, Florida.
Were you there in Orlando when Disney was being? Like, how old was Disney?
Yeah, I am that old. I mean, we moved there in 74, so they were just opening up Disney World.
Wow, so you got to see that whole area explode.
Oh, yeah.
From orange groves to theme park heaven.
You know, I was 4 or 5 years old. So can you imagine like living in Orlando?
No, as it's going up, I remember because I grew up in South Florida during that time. And there was a buzz like, oh, Disney's coming and this is a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now what brought you to Atlanta?
Well, I was a CPA, worked for a couple of firms and just took a few trips up here. I had a friend. I was a CPA down in Tallahassee at the time. And I had the older brother of a friend who from school kept inviting us up to Atlanta, and, you know, it only took 2 or 3 trips. And I was like, oh.
Well, compared to Tallahassee, come on.
Yeah, you
know. A lot going on here.
Yeah.
So you came here, and then you worked as a accountant in accounting?
Well, actually, I was a CPA down in Florida for a firm called Thompson Brock Cherry & Company, who did audit services, you know, tax services and litigation support. They worked a lot with the government of Florida. And my friend's brother was a first vice president at Prudential Securities. Mm-hmm. And he was a financial advisor. And he said, you know, if you're going to work 70 hours a week, you know, maybe you should take a look at our industry because I think you'd do really well, you know, if you work those kind of hours. And so
you kind of had a career pivot at that point?
I had a conversation with mom and dad, you know, thank you for paying for my education and helping me with the CPA. And now I'd like to change profession. So got their approval. And yeah, came up here and I was with Prudential Securities for about 5 years. And then that group of us, that friend and his younger brother, who also came and joined Prudential, we started the Atlanta branch of a firm called Robert W. Baird
uh-huh.
Company. And then after September 11th, they closed the office, Baird closed the office, unfortunately. And so I went independent after that, started my own firm.
And then, so you've got to wear the hat of an accountant and a financial advisor.
Yeah.
That's probably not that many people can wear both of those hats. Is that right?
It's been fantastic mm-hmm. experience. It really has. I mean, I worked through college. I worked for the CPA firm that my dad had.
And imagine that as your base of knowledge about the business world. I mean, you couldn't ask for better than that, right?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, whenever you talk about companies or you know, different statistics, you know, price earnings ratios, those sorts of things. In accounting, you really get to dig into a company when you're auditing a company.
Sure.
You see everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
And then so when you made that transition to financial advising, you had that knowledge doesn't go away. So that probably really helps you serve your clients.
Yeah, I really annoyed my branch manager because we'd have these research calls, right? And I'd come in and see my branch manager and I'd say, you know, well, so what's the cash flow of this company? You know, they're recommending. He's like, I don't know.
You're the only guy that can understand all that.
Yeah, yeah. So
now we're here to talk about you're launching a show, not about financial advising, but actually to support the CPA community.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. They're an underrepresented sector in our economy. I think they're essential. The you know, as my business has grown and you know, my client base has grown, the thing that I've noticed more and more, Lee, is that CPAs are the foundation.
Right. They're the common thread, right? The successful people have a really good CPA or they're working with a CPA that's really helpful.
Yes, absolutely. You know, there's that old saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Right.
And I mean, accountants are great planners. They do a terrific job. I mean, you know, they see everything.
Right.
When they do a tax return or they do a you know, company audit. And, you know, they really help build the foundation for most people of setting the goals for, you know, what they're going to do personally or in business, kind of helping them clarify what their objectives are.
Right. And they can see a true snapshot of reality. And so it isn't pretend. This is the facts are the facts. Yeah. And then they can really proactively help their client kind of work that plan so they can have the outcome they desire.
And you know, I'm a little biased, but I just feel like accounting, CPAs, you know, especially, accounting is just a very honest profession.
Right.
You know? You really are incentivized to be as direct and honest and thorough and correct as possible. I just love that.
You know? And they seem to be kind of like an underappreciated group.
Right.
You know, they're in the background, but they're not, maybe they should have kind of a more prominent seat at this trusted advisor table. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. And that's the big thing. You know, most CPAs, as great as they are at what they do, they're not, you know, not to generalize, but, you know, most CPAs are not maybe necessarily born salesmen.
Okay? Right.
They love what they do. They're great at, you know, whether their specialties, you know, taxation, you know, tax consulting, whether it's corporate auditing, whether it's litigation support or forensic accounting, they love doing that. But in terms of, you know, rainmaking, getting out the word, they, you know, that's not maybe what they'd like to spend most of their time doing. It's a testament to, you know, doing what you love.
I mean. Right. And then so the purpose of your show, though, is to kind of shine a spotlight on them and give them the opportunity to kind of share their best practices, what makes them special and unique, how they help their clients, and kind of give them a platform so they can tell the stories of their business and their industry.
Right. I want to be the sounding board for what you do. I want you to come in, tell us about what you do, tell us what your specialty is, why you love doing what you do, and maybe talk about, you know, some trends that you see, because you know, accounting rules are changing every
right.
year. Taxation rules, social security laws.
Right. Healthcare. It changes. That's the only thing they can count on is change, right?
Right. So I don't know. I know very few people that say, you know, retired, employed, self-employed, you know, parents, children that say, well, you know, I don't have any real need for an accounting professional. It's just everybody does.
Right. And isn't that so that almost everybody is a prospective client for an accountant, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's very few people that they would be better served, even if they have a simple form, they'd probably be better served to have a conversation with an accountant just for future planning.
Unless they don't need to deal with money.
Right, which is no one. So now, are there kind of sweet spots within the accounting industry you're going to spotlight, or are there just general accountants?
It's, you know, there's so many areas of accounting. I'm a member of the Georgia Society of CPAs, and the continuing education that they do is awesome. I think, you know, most CPAs work through the Georgia
And that, Society. That's not a nice to have. They have to have continuing education, is that
yep.
right?
Every year. They have to have continuing
education. Like so many hours of continuing education because the rules change so often.
Right. They have to have 40 hours, you know, by a given date on a regular basis of continuing ed. And, you know, the Georgia Society is right down the road from us. Their headquarters, their Georgia headquarters
right.
is, you know, hop, skip, and jump away from your studio. So they're an invaluable resource.
And then so that's an association that helps them get their continuing education?
Yeah. Yep. And it also helps with, you know, some networking, you know, with meeting other people in the profession and just generally is kind of its own sounding board for
right.
for professionals to share ideas. They have usually two maybe conventions or two large, you know, gatherings every single month, either in Cobb, the Cobb Galleria, or at the Georgia Society's headquarters here.
And then so that's where CPA, you have to be a certified public accountant, right? Or is
former
it
former or current? Right. Yeah, they have several qualifications, but mm-hmm. yeah, most.
And then the CPAs in general, do they typically work for firms, or are they independent, or is there a mixture?
Well, you know, 70%. I think, again, you know, double check all any statistic that I ever give, okay? Because I'm probably not perfect.
Right,
perfectly
and correctly. That changes probably.
Yeah, but I'd say about 70% of the tax revenues, from what I've been told. 70% of the tax revenues in the state of Georgia are produced from businesses with under 10 employees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
So, It's an amazing statistic. The you know, in terms of accounting, I think the statistics are pretty similar. You have many CPAs that work for big, solid firms that have been around for years and years, and you also have a tremendous amount of sole practitioners or partnerships that have great relationships with their clients and been around for years and years. So there's a nice blend.
And then on your show, you're going to focus on both groups?
We're going to focus on every type of group, every size.
So it doesn't, like, it, this isn't just for the largest firms. This could be a sole practitioner. It could be anybody.
I especially want it to be for any type of practitioner in any field of mm-hmm. accounting. I really kind of would like to diversify.
To kind of get a 360 view of the accounting profession.
And to show, you know, listeners what the different areas in accounting are. You know, what some areas that maybe they didn't know existed.
So you'd be up for members of the Georgia Society of CPAs to be guests on the show?
From the mountains to the ocean. Yep.
What about like professors of accounting in universities?
Absolutely.
So you'd be interested in that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So for our listeners out there, if you know any CPAs, please send them Steve's way because he's going to be looking for guests. And all the universities, I'm sure, have accounting as majors, right?
Tremendous accounting departments. Yeah, almost every major university here in the state has outstanding accounting mm-hmm. programs. So,
and then, so when you were in Florida and you were graduating with a degree in accounting, is that a kind of a degree that it's easy to get a job? I mean, back in the day when you were there, was it easier to get a job then than it is now?
Yeah. Oh, you know, definitely. It was when I was in school, I looked at a few different professions. I mean, for a while I wanted to, you know, be a psychologist, and you know, I wanted to be a dentist, and my dad said, you can do anything you want as long as you do it in 4 years. But you know, this was the recession. I mean, when I was in school, when I was at Stetson, it was the recession of 91-92, and accountants got jobs,
right?
You know, they really did. And the accounting major there, the statistic was that they were fourth in the nation in first time passing of the CPA exam, and I don't know exactly how correct it was, but I just knew that accounting graduates got jobs, and I enjoyed the courses. I mean, you know, I enjoyed the math of it, and I just enjoyed the practicality of it. And, you know, they always say if you want to own your own business, no matter what you end up doing, you need a good attorney and a good accountant.
Right.
So I figured, oh, you know,
just that knowledge will be good, right?
Yeah.
So now every state has their own unique exam, or is it a federal exam?
It's a federal exam. Okay, so what I did was when I graduated from Stetson, I'd been working for an accounting firm for a couple of years, my senior year and my fifth year of accounting. You have to take a year of grad school. Mm-hmm. And then I got an offer from two firms down in Miami, McGladrey and Pullen, and then a smaller firm called Caterino and Associates. Okay, so I took the job offer with, you know, McGladrey and Pullen had a beautiful office in North Miami Beach, and Caterino and Associates was, you know, 10 miles closer. So, of course, I took the closer one. Unfortunately, I chose the one that got destroyed by Hurricane Andrew. So, you know, if you remember 1992.
Right. That was brutal.
Yeah. So.
And then, so is it typical that, so you graduate from college and then you don't get you don't take the test right away, you work a little bit and then you take the CPA exam, or you take the CPA before you work?
You know, I don't know what the requirements are
today,
right now, today, but at the time you had to take a fifth year of accounting, mm-hmm. of graduate school classes, and then you could sit for the exam. And I think most states have, I know Georgia has a work requirement for a year or two. So I don't know if Florida has that now or not.
So they want you to have some practical knowledge before you sit for the exam?
Yeah, most states do.
And then, so that'll be interesting. So we're going to cover that. It'll be a 360 view of the accounting profession. So we're going to get the professors, maybe bring in some of their students. Maybe we'll get some of the firms, solo practitioners, people who work in large firms, maybe even accountants that work in large companies.
And we'd like to bring in experts from the Georgia Society CPAs. Georgia Chamber of Commerce has a tremendous, I'm on the Small Business Advisory Council for the Georgia uh-huh. Chamber, and it's right now it's headed up by a partner in a CPA firm downtown, and a tremendous amount of people that have knowledge.
And then let's talk a little bit about the Georgia Chamber, because we haven't done much work with them. Can you share a little bit about what they're up to?
Oh, I love them. I love the Georgia Chamber. I've been a member since 2002, since I went independent, and mm-hmm. I was on the board of directors for 6 years. And really, they are the advocate, the main statewide advocate for businesses here in the state of Georgia. Small businesses, large businesses, every different type. They're the reason, good reason, I believe, why the state of Georgia is always in the top three states
for best for to business. Do business, right?
I mean, they're certainly in the top five list whenever you know publications you look at, and it's because I think in large part to the kind of you know the actions that the Georgia Chamber takes to protect businesses and to incentivize businesses to come here. You know, the film industry, I think, is a tremendous
That might make a good episode just to talk about the CPAs and how to deal with tax credits when it comes to the film industry.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, talk about a game changer.
Right. You know, how much money has that brought into Georgia? It has to be hundreds of millions, if not billion.
I'd love to get the numbers. I know it's been a boost for employment. You know, they have Pinewood Studios has, they have their own Home Depot. Now they're building a city, basically, in Pinewood. Mm-hmm. And now the governor said, Governor Deal said that they're really kind of building majors at universities for specific training for that industry.
Wow.
So it's here to stay.
I was talking to friends that run the Gwinnett Studio, and they're building sound stages in Gwinnett now.
Yeah.
That, you know, in the Doraville, that's going to be a soundstage. And then south of the city, you got the Perry soundstages. I mean,
Georgia's a perfect place for the film industry. I think we're the number three state in the country. I think, you know, you've got L.A. and New York. But, you know, you have the mountains. You have the beaches here.
Right.
You have the flatlands. You know, I don't know if we have any desert, but
that's the only thing we're missing. No westerns. We're not gonna be able to film many westerns here.
You know, we've got the clay. We've got plenty of clay. So, but I mean, it's just a magnificent place to do business.
Right.
And you know, you're talking about, you know, 6-hour drive to get just about anywhere.
Right, from one side to the other.
Yeah.
And then it's not just the beauty of that tax credit. It's not just movies. It's TV. It's gaming. Right. I mean, it stretches well beyond that. So it touches a lot of industries. And the gaming opens up the door to technology, which is, you know, we're one of the hubs in a lot of the technology sectors.
Exactly. And we have the educational resources here.
Right.
We have some of the best universities in the country, I mean, in my humble opinion. And you have a city and an area that people love to live in. You know, the climate is moderate. You know, we have Long Springs and Long
Falls. The cost of living is affordable.
Exactly. Exactly, which I hear from a lot of people that are moving.
Right. Well,
California.
Especially you move from California or the north, and you see the house you can buy here is like a mansion compared to anything you can get in those states.
And it's funny, I've made several friends in the last few years from you know, California and L.A. And I said, well, you know, don't you hate the traffic? I can't even get the word traffic out of my mouth.
Right.
And they're like, come on. This is nothing, you know.
Right, compared to there, they have traffic at 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, I mean, the commutes are 2 hours, three hours, you know. I mean,
if that's the only thing they're going to complain about and the list of things to complain about, you know, they're running out of ideas because the good overwhelms any negative of living here in Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
So this is going to be an exciting show. We're going to really touch on a lot of the aspects of accounting that maybe you're not even thinking of right now, because accounting touches so many parts of a business and business people's lives. It's going to be great to hear from the accountants who are in the books, who are doing kind of the work to help keep these businesses afloat financially in a lot of ways.
That's right. We really want to take the awareness. I want to take the awareness of the accounting profession, in, you know, in general, and specifically CPAs to a much higher level.
Right.
So that people are proactively forming relationships and instead of forming relationships on April 14th or
right.
on December 31st.
Or just seeing them as a necessary evil once a year. You know, we want them to have conversations throughout the year and learn about why it's a good business to be talking to your CPA and include them in business conversations year round.
Yeah. You know, been doing what I'm doing for 22 years now. And one of the first things that I say to any client, business owner, you know, family, is you need a board of directors. Okay. And you need you need financial people on your board. You need spiritual people on your board. You need medical people on your board. But you need a group of go-to people to help you plan for a good life.
That's okay? Right.
And I just think a CPA, financial professionals, are just a crucial part of that. Like I said, unless you don't have money.
Well, we are excited for Kilpatrick and Advisors to join our family and to underwrite the Georgia's Best CPA shows. Georgia's Best CPAs should be coming on the show. So if you know one of Georgia's Best CPAs, contact Steve. If you know of a somebody in the accounting department of any of the universities, contact Steve. If you know anybody that has an interesting CPA story that would like to share, please, this is going to be the place for them to tell their story.
Right.
So, Steve, what's the best way for somebody to learn more, to reach out to you if they want to get involved with the show?
Right. Best way to contact me is my direct phone number. My direct number is 404-735-6000. My email address is steve@kilpatrickadvisors.com. And my website is stevekilpatrick.com.
And that's K-I-L-P-A-T-R-I-C-K.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being a guest. We look forward to launching the show. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.